gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break.
Well, hello there, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, honey, do you want to tell them what we're going to be talking about today?
I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. So, today's episode, we're going to be talking about what's wrong with the school systems today, because some of the articles I have pulled lately... Within the last week or so, just going through and just reading stories... is quite disturbing, and these are the people we are leaving our children with 8 hours in their care. So let's start out with the National School Boards. Now, this article was dated a while back, but it's now become such a big issue now, Caitlin, because the letter actually has been confirmed by the National School Board Association, that they have compared parents who protest CRT, which is critical race theory, gender bathrooms, like, for example, Scott Smith, who went to his school board meeting in Loudoun County and protested the bathroom bill because his daughter got raped by a transgender male, are labeled as domestic terrorists. How's that make you feel, Caitlin?
Angry.
Could you go on and tell me more?
It's just, school ain't like it used to be when you and me were growing up.
Exactly. And here's the thing about the story that really irritates me. Because this is all with our wonderful buffoon of a president and the people that he appoints. And now, listen.
Well, didn't he say... an interview that I saw today that he doesn't think a DUI is a felony charge.
He did say that, and we're going to get to that too, because that is, wow. But anyways, yeah. There is a letter and a decision by Attorney Merrick Garland, Attorney General Merrick Garland, directed to the FBI to look at parents that are parent activists, people that protest CRT, bathroom gender bills, and bunch of other things as domestic terrorists, that they are a threat to those school boards. And come to find out, the whole story goes as the person that Biden appointed for education secretary is actually detailed in this letter to be saying these things and agreeing with what the National School Board says. I'm sorry, since when I'm a parent, is it wrong for me to have a say-so in the curriculum that's being taught to my daughter?
It's not wrong.
It is never wrong. Because at the end of the day, we should know what's going on. And the article goes on to say, citing an increase in acts of malice, violence, threats against public school officials, the letter stated that the classification of these heinous actions could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. I'm sorry, since when is it that a theory like critical race theory considered a hate crime? It dumbfounds me, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, critical race theory, that's all it is a theory. And the theory teaches that because me and you are white, we should be ashamed, and it's our fault that people of different ethnicities are supposedly oppressed. And let me be perfectly honest here, because I also saw this on a live last night. People trying to say that racism is just as bad as it was during the Civil Rights Act. You're saying that racism is still the same today. Nothing has changed. I'm sorry. Doesn't a person of another ethnicity have the same chances as a white person does? I mean, I'm sorry. You think that that's the case, you are absolutely wrong. And the fact that they want to teach this in schools, I have a problem with. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to teach history. Yes, you're supposed to teach about what slavery was. Because what we do when we learn history, we appreciate it. And we try to learn from it. Because the reason you study history is not to repeat the mistakes of the past. History teachers will tell you this all the time. And both goes on to say that both the White House and the Department of Education Secretary Cardona have denied allegations that they have solicited. I'm sorry. You're being caught pretty much with your hand in the cookie jar when your name is in the letter. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. People that think that this government is for you, are they really for you?
Not really.
Are they really looking after your children?
Nope.
Are they really looking after you?
No.
And there's even more stories. So let's get into this story, because I came across this story right before we started our podcast. Chicago Teachers Union gearing up to walk out on Wednesday. This article is dated back in January 3rd. So it probably happened over COVID-19 safety concerns. I'm sorry, how much more safer do you have to be with a virus that has a 99.4% survival rate?
I know.
These people want kids like our daughter vaccinated. They want kids that are under the age of 5 vaccinated. Mm-mm. So they can feel safe. And I'm sorry, you're not going to do those kind of things.
Nope.
And these people, these teachers, okay, want to schedule a walkout because they're scared of COVID. I'm sorry, you're, and this is in Chicago, obviously. Chicago's already locked down as it is. I'm sorry, people. We need to get back to the lives that we used to have before COVID hit. And we also need to hold the people accountable for COVID, but we'll talk about that in another episode. But basically, all these left side wing ideology people need to step back and realize what they're doing to our children is poison and toxic. But guess what? They're not going to, because we've already talked about this in the previous episode, I believe, about the story that Unpopular Opinion Queen brought to us from TikTok about a transgender teacher bragging about teaching sexual identity to her preschool children. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
I leave my child in your care, and this is how you repay me by trying to turn my child into your ally and trying to turn my child against me? People, we're going to say this to parents. You need to watch out and slowly listen to what's going on with your children, because you're going to start seeing signs eventually that your children are being taught a certain way. And if that way is a way that's leading them down a path you don't want to lead them down, that's when you as a parent need to step in and say to your school district, no, we are not going to do this. Because if you allow these kind of things to happen and you don't do anything about it, you're part of the problem. But let's get to the next story. And this story really ticked me off. And in fact, if you watch our TikTok videos, I actually did a story on this. So, honey, you want to talk about this story? Oh, my goodness. Where to start? So, in South Haven, Mississippi, honey, there is a lady named by the name of Ashley Hume. Her daughter came home from school on Tuesday. This article is dated January 13th. So this just recently happened. And her eighth grade. I know. I'm getting tongue-tied a little bit.
You need to stop.
Her eighth grade classes at South Haven Middle School sent home a letter to show to her mother. And the letter was titled, "Why Do Girls Suffer from Body Image?" Okay, I got your attention right here, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. So this letter had basically said that the counselors of the said middle school decided that body image is wrong and that there needs to be a positivity in body image and health literature needs to be handed out to the children. First of all, you guys are overstepping your boundary when you're trying to talk to our children about how they look, how the way they look. That's not your job. That's the job of the parent. And I'm sorry, as a parent like I am, I will never tell my daughter she looks bad, she looks ugly, she looks fat. I'm not going to say those words. If she wants to change something about her, we'll come together and we'll talk about it. You, as a school, should not overstep your boundaries. But this is not the end of the issue. There was a place on this letter. And here's the thing that the letter also said. "We are also providing girls with shapewear, bras, and other health products, if applicable." I'm sorry, what?
That's where I'm drawing the line right there. You know, that's private, and that's for the parents and the child only.
Exactly.
Especially the mom and the daughter, because that's like a coming of age, you know, almost in high school, you know.
And here's the thing, no, the letter stated as well. At the bottom of the letter, it was a check yes or no if your daughter would be interested in this. Mm-hmm. So they can receive the healthy literature, the shapewear, the bras, and also indicate the size they need.
No. I didn't have to go through this when I was in school. By no means.
I'm a man, but I don't think any of my friends that were girls ever had to go through this through school. So, I'm sorry. And the parent even said, I had to read it a few more times to make sure I was actually reading what I was actually reading. I'm sorry, when you have to reread something and make sure you're not being punked, so to speak, because I'm starting to think that someone eventually, with the way this country is being run now, is going to step out any minute and say, there's the camera, you're being punked. But it hasn't happened yet, but we won't get to that. But, so, a few hours after she calms down, she emails the principal to outline her concerns. Now, remember this about this, honey. The school is encouraging this. Because body image is wrong. And we're going to say this to you parents. And I hope you're listening. Any of our parents that are out there listening to this podcast, you should speak to your children in a positive manner. And when they come to you with a negative manner, you talk about it. And after you talk about it, you decide what course you want to do. Because at the end of the day, you are made in the image of God. And there is nothing wrong with you. And I will say that to anybody, even someone with a mental illness. There is nothing wrong with you. And if you think there's something wrong with you, talk to someone about it. Because, I'm sorry, when you're talking about stuff like this and trying to get around a situation that really is not an issue as it is, especially in middle school. It shouldn't be. Now, I understand middle school can be tough. When I was a kid, I was bullied in middle school.
So was I.
And so were you. So we understand how kids can be mean. And I'm sorry, parents. You have to understand. You have to teach your children right from wrong. And this is why.
From when they're little.
From little age. Because these are the kids that possibly, not always, but possibly grow up to bully a kid. Because I have people that did that. They actually are now my friends because I learned the art of forgiveness. But it was a long road to do it. And we understand that it's a tough road. But don't allow the schools to question your judgment on your children. And I'm sorry, if this puts me on a list to be a domestic terrorist, Caitlin, I'll be that domestic terrorist. Because I will speak out about issues like this. I will speak out about issues of CRT. I will speak out about problems with gender fluidity. Because I've always said this. And it's always been proven. Especially with the gender fluidity. You allow something like this to happen, you have major what-ifs. Because what did I say when they first tried to pass a gender bill? That's going to be a big mistake.
Yeah.
And why did I say that was going to be a big mistake? Because the human condition heart is naturally evil.
Yeah.
They will take advantage of the situation. And guess what? In the case of Scott Smith, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, transgendering into a girl, not fully transgendered into a girl yet, uses a female bathroom and rapes another girl. And not just one.
I'm just dumbfounded.
Not just that one parent. Not this, that one child. Or that one teen. But he did it not once, but twice. And the mother, or wait a minute, I don't call her a mother.
The birthing person.
The birthing person. This is a case where you would call it a birthing person. And it wouldn't be offensive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Said, well, you're 15. You can defend yourself. Why is it my child's fault? I'm sorry, if you're not going to hold your child accountable, I have a real problem with that. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you're trying to be your child's friend.
And you don't need to do that till they're like an adult.
Till, well, yes, that's true. But you also need to also set boundaries, too.
Yeah.
That, and I will always tell Kate, Addie this, honey. That if she gets older and she makes wrong decisions, I'll be there to help her get back up. But I'm also going to teach her a lesson from those bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you have to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
There's always a consequence for a mistake you make. And that's the bottom line. But anyways, back to the article. So, it took all of one day, and this is the great thing about it. All it takes is one person speaking out about this, and it causes it to grow. This parent raising concerns, send it to the school. The district confirmed on Wednesday afternoon that the program had been canceled, and said district officials understand how this type of information causes serious concern from parents. And the spokesperson even said, well, the parent said, while I know they had good intentions, it was very ill-conceived. And I appreciate the fact they want to help, because there are girls out there who don't have access to bras and other essentials for whatever reason, but understands that it shouldn't be a body image issue. Because at the end of the day, that should be up to the parents. And that's the bottom line. Yeah. I am sorry, but us as parents need to start taking stands, in my honest opinion. Because eventually school districts are going to think, and school districts, schools have already said, school district boards have already said, you don't control your children. You shouldn't have a say-so in your children's education. I'm sorry, what?
You're the one who, the mom is the one who gave birth.
Yes.
9 months.
Yes.
Some go a little over, but roughly 9 months.
I mean, I have my head behind my head, but hey.
Shut up. And then the dad helps, you know. So they both have a say in what their kids do till they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
When they get an adult, or, I mean, my, you know, our parents still has a say-so sometimes.
And here's where, I guess, like Odin and Tyr say, where's your blood rock? I'm sorry, if my school district says to my daughter, you have to do stuff like this, I'm going to have issues with it, because I'm going to say, wait a minute, are you the parent? No, you're not.
Do you live with them every day?
Do you live with them every day? Do you put them to bed every night? No, you don't. So you don't have a say-so in what my daughter does.
Or son, if it was in a...
Or a son, or in this case.
In another case.
Yes. I'm sorry. When I look at this and see how far we have fallen to allow schools to do stuff like this, I have a real issue.
It makes me sick.
Because now schools are thinking that they can own your life. And yes, some people will say, well, the alternative is it's pulling them out of school and homeschooling them. Sometimes that's not an option. But here's what I'll say to most parents. Watch what your kids say. Mm-hmm. Listen to what the kids say. Read what the kids actually bring home from school.
And what they do on the internet.
And what they do on the internet.
And social media.
Yeah, and social media. We're not saying be a helicopter parent. Mm-mm. Because there's a difference between being a watchful parent and a helicopter parent. Major difference. A helicopter parent won't let them make their own decisions. And here's the thing we'll say too. At the end of the day, just pay attention to your children. Don't allow this kind of stuff to happen. Because when you do, you're already losing the battle. Because at the end of the day, you're the parent, not them. And you need to be the parent and be stronger than what is being thrown at you. Because all it took is this one parent to stand up and say, wait a minute, while this is good intentions, this is overstepping the boundary of what an education system should do. And I feel like, at the end of the day, that's all it's going to take, is one parent. Just like Odin and Tyr said, all it took was the 3% to stand up to the British, and it changed the outcome of the world. All it takes, it's not many people. It could be one parent. It could be one child. It could be all these things. And all we're saying is, it's just be careful. But anyways, that'll do it for this episode. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.